Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Leaf here. We are about to drop 3 bonus episodes for my podcast, Bust, the Ryan Leaf Story, the most honest, transparent, and vulnerable podcast you will hear. Me in front of a microphone taking you through the start to the finish right here on Podcast One.
From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Today, Adam wishes you a happy Thanksgiving and shares his famous cranberry sauce recipe. And now, with his annual reminder to keep your Thanksgiving falutin-free, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. A choice, but going to get it on. And another Thanksgiving is upon us. Well, this is an annual thing we do here at the Adam Carolla Show. I give my cranberry recipe. And I'll also tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you guys. I mean, here we are turning the corner into 14 years of doing this. I mean, I only did Loveline for 10 years. I thought that's what I was going to be known for. When I was fired from my radio job back in March of 09, February 09, I think it was. Anyway, you guys can look it up. Never thought I'd be doing something called podcasting for the rest of my life, but it's only because of people like you. You listen, you share, you shoot tweets, you come out, you buy tickets, you buy the books, and that's why I've been able to do this for coming on to 14 years. So thank you. That's what I'm grateful for. And the cranberry recipe started back on Kevin and Bean, K-Rock, probably 94, as Mr. Burcham giving out the cranberry recipe. We can ask Giovanni about this. Maybe it was the next year, but we're going on 25 years plus of the cranberry recipe. It always bothered me that people, and I experienced this in my own Thanksgiving celebrations when I'd go to Vince and Pat Bruno's small apartment in Santa Monica and celebrate when I was a kid. They'd spend all day slaving away, making the Brussels sprouts and the beans and the stuffing, and the turkey was in the oven for 6 hours, and mashed potatoes. And at the very end, out would come the can opener. Open that can after making everything, muffins and, you know, candied yams, everything from scratch, 7-8 hours in the kitchen. At the very end, Pat would pull out that can opener, open the lid to the cranberry, the can of gelatinous goo that was in there, shake it out, and queef it right down onto the plate, sort of like the old, if you watch, what's Tarantino's latest film? Hollywood Tale or whatever the hell it is. Stupid, I'm having a brain fart, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. If you watch that, when Brad Pitt is feeding his dog and it's just like that can of Hungry Wolf, like that's what it was like after putting on the greatest handmade spread ever. The can opener would come out. It was like Brad Pitt in his trailer parked behind the drive-in theater, and it would just like fall on the plate. And I'd be like, all you make everything here by scratch, and then we open a 39 cent of gelatinous mess, and we're all supposed to eat that. Why not make cranberry sauce? And everyone would look at me like, because we got a can. You know, they'd be like, yeah, well, they got canned everything. They got canned corn. We're not doing canned corn. They got canned beans. They got canned everything, but we're not doing it. This is Thanksgiving. We don't do cans on Thanksgiving. I was 13. And everyone just looked at me like, this is cranberry sauce. And so in subsequent years, I started making my own cranberry sauce and bringing it with me in a Tupperware and container. And I remember, you know, my cousin Pat looking at me down her nose like, oh, okay, here comes the hot shot with his homemade Thanksgiving, homemade cranberry on Thanksgiving. La-dee-da. But I'd go, fuck that. I'm not eating stuff out of a can. It's one day a year, no can. And so I realized that fresh cranberry sauce is by far the easiest thing to make. I mean, if you told me, make mashed potatoes, I'd go, all right, but I need a minimum of 3 hours for mashed potatoes. You got to peel them. You got to boil them. You got to dice them up. You got to mash them up. You got to add the milk or the butter, whatever it is. I would need a minimum of 3 hours to make a pot of mashed potatoes. Cranberry is, well, first off, I'm going to give you the recipe, but the recipe's on the back of the Ocean Spray bag that the cranberries come in. It's just 12-ounce bag, 1 cup of water, and sugar's like, the. It'll say a cup of sugar, but I'd start with half a cup of sugar, and if you want to add a little, add. You can't really subtract it. You rinse the cranberries. You bring the cup of water and the half cup of sugar to a boil. That takes about 13 seconds. You add the cranberries, the whole cranberries, and then you cover. And then you walk away for 8 minutes and you come back and you have cranberry sauce. I mean, it's literally, if you can make oatmeal in a pot, you can make cranberries in the exact same amount of time and just have fresh cranberries. And so once I, you know, I didn't have a microphone when I was younger, but once I got a microphone, I started sharing this with everyone and trying to convince them to make cranberry sauce. And I would say that I've been successful. I would say that there's been about an 86% turnaround. When I was 13 to 25, it was almost exclusively open a can of cranberry sauce. Now it's much more fresh cranberry sauce, and I'm taking full credit for that. I've absolutely knocked down the barriers and the glass cranberry ceiling and opened the doors. You may think Oprah's a hero, so be it. But I got choked up talking about cranberry sauce. But what I've done with cranberry sauce is nothing short of monumental, stupendous. And I don't use the word hero that often, but in this case, it applies. All right. So there's your cranberry recipe. And enjoy the football, enjoy the turkey, enjoy the stuffing. Don't make this stuffing. Sorry, I choked on some water. Don't make the stuffing in a pot either. Fine, but don't do it. That is stuffing in a box of stuffing that you make on top of the stove in a pot is the equivalent to opening the can of cranberries. Don't do it. All right. So with that, enjoy. Thank you. We'll have an all-new show on Monday. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, holla.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at the Adam Carolla Show. For tickets, merchandise, and a copy of Adam's new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, visit adamcarolla.com.